Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guests are here from the city's engineering department to tell us about calls for public art and outline upcoming meetings and deadlines. We have Morgan Johnson, an assistant project manager. Morgan, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having us on.
And also Lisa Egan, Lagerquist project manager. Lisa, nice to have you here too.
Thank you.
Should we start with you and have you sort of give our listeners an outline of this public art project?
Sure. So this public art project and this call for artists is for, we're looking for three artists, and they will be creating art for three different panels. And the panels will become part of the new downtown wayfinding and interpretive elements project that the city and borough of Juneau will be installing in the spring, summer coming up. So as part of this whole new system, we are going to have some gateway elements at five intersections in downtown Juneau. One of them won't have any art because it's where pedestrians shouldn't go, so we don't want to encourage them. And one of them we already have an artist for. So there's three left with three themes that we're looking for three artists.
Okay. And what is your participation in this project, Morgan?
I'm just assisting in doing a lot of posters and trying to get people involved in it and putting up a lot of posters to find artists for this.
And I understand you have some meetings coming up where people can learn more about this.
Yes. So we have we call them pre-proposal meetings. And so tomorrow, December 10th at 10 a.m. In the CBJ Engineering Conference Room, which is in Marine View, the third floor, you can come and hear more about the project, or you can also call into that meeting at 586-0878, I think, to get a call-in number.
Okay. We can get to those details again in a minute. Okay. So you're looking for three artists for these three panels. There's going to have these meetings where they can come and learn more. Do you know what those three themes are already that you're looking for?
We do. The first theme is gold mining in Juneau, and that's going to be at the one at Marine Way and Ferry Way. So that's right outside the Marine View building. The next one is Juneau, Alaska's capital, which will be at Marine Way and Main Street. And the third one is Auk Village District / Resilience of Indian Village, which will be at Egan Way and Whittier Ave, or the corner of the Jack.
Okay. Thinking of these panels, can you sort of give us a physical description of how big they're going to be?
They're going to be 1 foot wide by 3 feet tall on 14-foot tall on the 14-foot tall element.
Okay. Right. So the actual art will be about 1 foot by 3 feet. And artists can really be very creative. It could be a 3D piece of art that then you take a picture of, a photograph, and then we put the image on that. Whatever the art is, actually, it's going to be an image of the art that will go on the panel. So we're not looking for a three-dimensional piece that we'll put out there, but these artists will create something that speak to these themes, and then they will photograph it. Or they might create it originally as a digital form, and then we will provide it to the sign manufacturers, and it will get installed.
Sounds good. Is there going to be payment available for the artists?
There is payment available. There is $1,500 per artist available. And so we're really hoping that a lot of artists will submit proposals, and we realize that for some very established artists, that might not be as interesting as for some aspiring artists.
Okay. Can you remind us again when those meetings are going to be?
Tomorrow in the engineering conference room on the third floor of the Marine View building at 10 a.m. And then on January 14th, 2020, in the same location, also at 10 a.m.
Got it. And when are the final deadlines for proposals?
So the proposals are due January 24th at 2 p.m. So this time around, we are giving artists quite a bit more time to really have some time to think about these themes and come up with something creative and maybe get through the holidays and still have a couple weeks to come up with an idea.
If you are just tuning in, we are speaking with the city's engineering department about a call for public art. There are three opportunities. Each pay $1,500, artists. A couple meetings coming up. If you had any hints for artists who are listening right now and they're thinking about their proposals that are due January 24th, what makes a proposal successful?
My biggest hint would be to go on the engineering site and read the call for artists, and it outlines pretty well what you need to do. You will need to have a resume and some references and a portfolio, but we really want – and then a concept and what theme you're proposing on. But we really want to make sure all aspiring artists know that we want you to be becoming professional by creating these things, but younger artists may have a shorter resume, and that's okay. Please don't get scared away by needing a resume or a portfolio.
I've heard the word aspiring artists a few times. Maybe your target a little bit?
Well, maybe. we want that people to know that you don't need to be someone who, you know, has art all over and is, you know, only established artist submitting. Sometimes okay. It's scary to submit to the city.
Sure. Remind us the website where we can read those guidelines.
You can go to the CBJ Engineering website. So if you just Google CBJ Engineering, and then there's a whole bunch of contracts, but look under other and it will say the call for artist.
Morgan, what can we expect at tomorrow morning's meeting?
A good rundown for somebody that would be an aspiring artist. A lot of really good information on what we're looking for in those resumes, and how to create concept, how to communicate what your concept is.
Okay. And, so that's 10 a.m. tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also an opportunity to ask any questions.
All right. 10 a.m. tomorrow. Where again?
Third floor, Marine View Building. It's the CBJ Engineering Conference Room.
Okay. And what's the number to call if you have questions?
If you have questions, please call Greg Smith at, the number is, why am I not seeing it, 586-0878.
All right. And the website once more?
CBJ Engineering.
All right. Lisa, thank you so much for coming on the show. Morgan, is there anything else that either of you would like to add?
I think that about covers it.
All right. Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.